Okay, so you can tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, I'm getting on the bus. I remember it pretty clearly. And it was, I hate to keep using the word traumatic, but it was traumatic. I mean, I did not want to get on that bus. It's like, Mom, you know, and she's like, no, it's okay, you can go. And I was just like, I don't want to get on this bus. And I'm like reaching for her, and it's like reaching for her, and I'm crying. I don't think I've probably ever cried that hard in my whole life.
Was this like the first day in mm-hmm. school?
Yeah, the first time I ever actually left my mom, apart from that infant time, I think, that I can remember.
Okay, what grade, how old were you?
I must have been 4 or 5, something like that.
Probably 5, kindergarten maybe?
Something like that, yeah, whatever okay. it was.
Ooh, wow. Okay, you ready? All right, even though they gave me separation anxiety.
And then didn't even
accommodate it. They threw me on the bus. I was so little. I was so tiny.
I was so uncertain.
I was so afraid.
And nothing I said
was heard.
Everything I wanted
was taken from me.
This bus trip.
This bus farewell.
This forced bus thing.
This forced bus thing.
I want to love and accept myself.
Anyway.
This forced bus thing.
It was really traumatic.
I didn't even like the bus.
I didn't even know the kids.
I can't believe
I had to go on the bus.
It didn't feel good.
It didn't feel good.
It didn't feel good.
And no matter what I say,
nobody can hear me.
Nobody agrees with me.
I'm just stuck.
My mother's sending me
away.
And everything in my little body
is telling me
it's unsafe.
This really happened to me.
How can my mother
send me away?
It was really traumatic.
I didn't want to go in the bus.
I might have wanted to go
if my mother came with me.
And she wouldn't.
And no matter what I said,
she wouldn't come.
She wouldn't let me stay.
It didn't feel safe.
It didn't feel safe.
Okay, are you having any very specific, can you see anything from that memory?
No,
the door?
All I see, you were talking about these other people. I don't know. Many of these people don't even exist. All I know is I'm at the top of the, when you get on a school bus, I'm mm-hmm. at the top thing, right in line with the driver, and there's my mom down there, and I'm like, and that's all I see. Do you know?
Who's grabbing you to put you on the bus?
Nobody's grabbing me, but it's kind of like she's trying to almost push me on. Like, come on, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. And I'm there, and I'm just like, but it's not going to be okay. I want you. Don't leave me, See, the don't leave me. The one thing I wanted to say is the disappointment part, where, like, I was kind of distinguishing this week that, like, I kind of seen this for a long time, but I saw the big picture. Like, it kind of feels like it colors my life to almost be a clearing for people to disappoint me all the time. Like, people always let me down. They always disappoint me, whether it's in tiny things or big things, and it runs the gamut. So, like, that's kind of what I want to clear out. Like, yeah, it was kind of interesting. I was like, okay, that's fine. Every disappointment I get is one step closer to getting a non-disappointing experience. So that was, I turned it into a positive thing, but that's kind of how it's been, So I was like, that's something I wanted to clear out.
Okay. All right.
The bait and switch thing.
Mm-hmm. My mother's face.
My mother's voice.
And she just won't take my hand.
And she just won't hear me.
No matter how much I plead,
she's not there for me.
She's not really there for me.
She won't give me what I want.
And everything in my body
is screaming
that I need her.
And she won't let me have her.
How can she push me away?
I'm being pushed away.
And everything in my little body
Feels unsafe.
Feels unsafe.
Feels disappointed.
Feels disappointed.
Feels betrayed.
Feels betrayed.
Feels so disappointed.
Feels so disappointed.
All this disappointment.
All this disappointment.
Locked in my body.
Locked in my body.
All this disappointment.
All this disappointment.
Locked in my body.
Locked in my body.
I can see her face.
I can see her face.
I don't understand.
I don't understand.
Why she won't come to me.
Why she won't come.
Let me come to her.
Let me come to her.
All this change.
All this change.
It's not safe.
It's not safe.
I want to trust my mother.
I want to trust my mother.
And she's pushing me away.
She's pushing me away.
It's not safe to be me.
It's not safe to be me.
It's not safe to need.
It's not safe to need.
Anyone.
Anyone.
This disappointment.
This disappointment.
This horrible disappointment.
This horrible disappointment.
This really happened.
This really happened.
To my little boy self.
To my little boy self.
As I was standing on that step.
As I was standing on that step.
The smell of the bus.
The smell of the bus.
The vibration of the bus.
The vibration of the bus.
The noise from the kids.
The noise from the kids.
The sensation of them watching.
The sensation of them watching.
All these things going on.
All these things going on.
And all I can see.
And all I can see.
Is my mother.
Is my mother.
Pushing me away.
Pushing me away.
And I don't like it.
I don't like it.
This really happened.
This really happened.
To my little boy self.
To my little boy self.
This really happened.
This really happened.
How could she let me go?
How could she let me go?
How could she not miss me?
How could she not miss me?
As much as I'll miss her.
As much.
How could she push me away?
How could she push me away?
I don't understand.
I don't understand.
This really happened to me.
This really happened to me.
It's over now.
It's over now.
I am safe.
I am safe.
This really happened to me.
This really happened to me.
It's over now.
It's over now.
I am safe.
I am safe.
This really happened.
This really happened.
My mother pushed me away.
My mother pushed me away.
And she seems so callous.
And she seems so callous.
And even though I don't have words for it.
Even though I don't have words for it.
It really hurts me.
It really hurts me.
At different levels.
At different levels.
I can't even perceive.
I can't even perceive.
It's very traumatic.
It's very traumatic.
I'd never been away from her.
I've never been away from her.
Everything was different.
Everything is different.
I didn't even really understand.
I didn't even really understand.
What it meant.
What it meant.
To ride a bus.
To ride a bus.
To go to school.
To go to school.
To be so far away.
To be so far away.
From my home.
My home.
Everything in my body, was remembering,
was telling me,
it's not safe.
It's not safe.
And she made me go.
And she made me go.
Anything I'm still holding on to,
from this memory,
from this event, I'd like to let it go now.
This really happened to me.
It was more than I could bear.
No words
could make me understand.
Why my mother
would push me away
when I was so afraid,
when I wanted to stay.
Everything I'm still holding in my body
about feeling unsafe
no longer serves me.
This really happened to me.
And I want to forgive my mother.
And I want to forgive the bus driver.
And I want to forgive all the children.
And I want to forgive all the children.
I want to forgive my little boy self.
I want to forgive my little boy self.
For being so traumatized.
For being so traumatized.
I really want to forgive my mother.
I really want to forgive my mother.
How could she be okay?
How could she be okay?
With me having to leave.
With me having to leave.
We hung out all the time.
We hung out all the time.
How could she possibly be okay?
How could she possibly be okay?
Without me there.
Without me there.
I didn't understand.
I didn't understand.
I didn't have the words.
I didn't have the words.
This really happened.
This really happened.
It was more than I could bear.
It was more than I could bear.
It's over now.
It's over now.
I am safe.
I am safe.
Okay, take a deep breath. Okay, did you have any? Did it? See, try to see the picture again and see if it's changed at all for you.
It just seems lighter.
A little lighter?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, try to.
It's charged.
Try to be there on the step.
Okay.
And see if you can remember anything after that.
I really don't remember anything except just that. I can sort of imagine like the door shutting and pulling away. I don't even remember that.
Okay. But it feels a little bit lighter?
Yeah, quite.
Okay, somewhere in there, it popped into Okay, and I'm taking my rule back. I said, no mamas. But it popped into another time that your mother pushed you away or disappointed. Actually, it's disappointed you.
Yeah.
So which one comes to mind?
Well, I mean, I feel like she disappoints me on a regular basis.
At least she's not here tonight.
Right. I know.
Okay, you ready?
Even though
it's my mother's way. I don't know if it's a cultural thing. Or just my mother. But the truth is,
no matter what I do,
it's never enough.
And it's not limited to me.
This is what I grew up on.
People are not enough.
No matter what you see, it's not what you get.
It's not safe.
To be open
and trust people,
because what you see
isn't really what you get.
It's true.
Everything I've ever learned
energetically,
mentally,
emotionally,
is that people
are not what you think they are.
There's one part of you.
Everyone gets to see.
And the truth is,
that's not who people are.
Everything I could feel
as a child,
all the judgment,
all the criticism,
all the disappointment,
I could hear words
and feel something different.
How can I trust anyone
when I am so certain
that what you see
is not
going to
be
what you really get?
This inability
to be at peace
with me.
This inability
to trust anyone
to be
what I really expect,
what I really want,
what I can really allow
in.
I can't trust it.
How can I trust myself
when people aren't
what they seem?
This feeling,
it's not even mine.
It's true.
My mother
judges everything.
It may be cultural.
Maybe hereditary.
This fear
that people aren't
what I really need,
what I really know,
that it's just not safe
to love anyone,
because they'll be disappointed.
I'll be disappointed.
It's just not safe.
People act happy,
but the truth is,
I could feel
the unhappiness,
the disappointment.
This inability
to trust anyone
to be in integrity
in a relationship
with me.
It's just easier
to step back
because they all disappoint.
Everyone disappointed.
My mother.
In one way or another.
There's not a living soul.
She hasn't found.
Fault with.
Whether she said it.
Felt it.
Insinuated it.
It's true.
I've always known.
It's not safe.
To be in any relationship.
I'll be disappointed.
Or they'll be disappointed.
It's just what I know.
Wouldn't it be nice
if I could let this go now?
It's not even mine.
It worked for my mother.
It makes perfect sense with my mother.
For the way she grew up,
for what she was exposed to,
for what she believes.
This thing,
this judgment,
disappointment thing,
doesn't serve me.
I want to be at peace.
People are disappointing.
I like them anyway.
People are quirky.
Goofy things happen.
And I can resolve it.
This underlining feeling of disappointment no longer serves me.
It's there in her voice.
It's there in her look.
It's there in her silence.
And it's more than I can bear.
Why would I open my heart?
My mind.
My life.
To get more of that.
Wouldn't it be nice
if I could let this go now?
I love my mother.
I want to be at peace,
even when she's not.
Even in all her love,
she never has peace.
I want to feel safe.
Be me.
Anyway.
Okay, big deep breath.